A bid to reject a private developer from purchasing Cone Ranch in eastern Hillsborough County was narrowly rejected today, with a vote tying at 3 votes apiece. The vote occurred during a meeting to discuss the fate of the 12,800-acre ranch, which the county's water department has owned for 2 decades. The county ranch environmental development team consists of a 7-member panel, each selected individually by a county commissioner. Panel member Vivian Handy.
I personally think that it's just a really bad move to turn public lands over to private entities and out of access. We've done it all over the state of Florida to our beaches and our waterways and our coastlines to where there's no public access anymore. And I think that the community thought process might be, hey, how come 6 rich guys get access to our property to go and hunt and hike and play? And once again, some beautiful, valuable, environmentally sound property gets taken away from us.
But board member Pamela Jo Hatley said currently the public does not have access to Cone Ranch.
And I agree with you, it doesn't smell good to turn public lands over to private ownership. But if we had, as we heard the other week from Keith Fountain, a conservation easement over the whole parcel that already requires restoration. Now the conservation easement will require restoration and preservation. I'm not sure that you could have mitigation credits for those two things when they're already required in a conservation easement that exists.
With the panel's next meeting not scheduled until October, environmentalist Dee Lane, named to the panel by Commission Chair Ken Hagen, said it was unfair to have the group trying to buy the land, Florida Conservation and Environmental Group, or FCGE, wait until that time to know where the panel stood with them.
I've been hearing from the public. I've been reading. I've been doing a lot of things. And guys, I'm sorry. I just think it needs to stay in county ownership. And I am ready to propose a motion that we find a creative way to keep this in county ownership where we can preserve, restore, and create if we need to, and mitigation bank. I think it's time. We gave you careful consideration. I read every word you gave me in your packet last week. And there's just too much unknown.
Chairman of the panel, Heidi McCree, wanted to wait until the next meeting before making such a big decision.
Clearly our next, what I'm hearing is clearly our next, we've got to absorb a lot of information back from our county folks who can provide us an answer to how does the county permanently protect Cone Ranch and how do we take that back to the board.
Other panel members agree, but before the vote, the attorney for FCG&E, Kent Jones, asked if he could address the panel. He was shouted down.
If I could, before you vote, is it okay if I were to say something before you
take
the final
so.
Vote?
Would that
be?
No.